今天我们的信息呢是特别要为下个礼拜我们来裁判一些传道啊或者执事来做预备。
So today our message is preparing for next week. So we have this like commissioning of
deacons, ministers.
Okay, in our church next week.
那你说哦，我又不是长老，要不要不要听了今天？
So you might say, okay, I'm not one of them, right? Like, I don't want to listen to this.
弟兄姐妹，你是非常需要听。
But actually, you have to listen to this.
那其实我相信我们教会现在已经知道，就是我们是一个大家庭。
We know our church is a family.
我们每一个人的喜怒哀乐跟另外的人都有关系。
So all our emotion, our happiness, our sadness will be, you know, closely related to other people in the church.
圣经里面讲和哀哭的人同哭和喜乐的人同喜乐。
So the Bible says we will cry with those who are mourning and then we will, you know, joyful with those who are, you know, happy.
你们要彼此担当重担。
We need to bear each other's burden.
这是一个属灵的家。
So this is a spiritual family.
这个属灵的家呢到一定的程度呢一定的阶段呢有些人就要出来承担一些责任。
So when this spiritual family progress, so some of us in the family will have to bear more of the, you know, responsibilities.
那其实我知道我们教会的每一个人啊都在服侍，都在服侍主，非常棒。
So each of us are actually serving the Lord and Christ.
但是呢某一个阶段神就会显明，那有一些人呢把他们放在一个负责任的比较重要的位置上。
But to a certain timing, God will place some of us in a position that, you know, are going to look after certain things in church.
所以这是必要的一步。
So it's a necessary step.
那我觉得我们过去大概二三十年，我觉得我和阿文还有安娜，我们几个人呢，就站在这个地方。
So for the past 20 years, so myself, Alvin, and Anna, we are standing here.
那虽然每一个人都在服侍，但是有些岗位呢，就是说，就是要站立。
So even though all of us are serving the Lord, but for some position, you have to stand.
你作为牧师的话，就是说，星期天，不管是风还是雨，那我需要来开门，我需要来站在这个地方，这是我必须要做的。
So as a pastor, like every Sunday, no matter what kind of weather we had, I have to be here, I have to prepare, open the door, and then, you know, stand here.
感谢主，在过去二十年里面，我不记得哪一个星期天我生过病，没有生过病。感谢主。
And praise the Lord for the past 20 years, I don't remember like any Sundays that I was, you know, sick. So praise the Lord for that.
那事实上我也很少生病，感谢主。
Indeed, I actually don't really get sick, praise the Lord.
那就说在特定的，但是呢我们一个人两个人随着教会的成长，就是我们需要更多的人站在一些位置上。
But as our church, you know, growing, we need more people to stand with us.
最近其实神也借着我们的祷告会，星期三的祷告会，不同的弟兄姐妹甚至老一辈祷告的时候都有些印证。
And through our Wednesday prayer meeting, and then through our prayers, and then other elders, our other brothers and sisters' confirmation. Prayers, we got this confirmation.
我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹看到异象，就是长话短说，就是现在到了一个时候，一些人应该祷告，让他们起来站在该站的位置上。
So we have received revelation. So to make it short. So we believe that this is time.For some of us to stand in our position.
所以经过多方面的继续的祷告，而且我也跟不同的弟兄姐妹有一些谈话。
So as we pray, and I also talk to some of the brothers and sisters.
跟我们的老一辈也有一些交流。
And I also talk to the our elders.
所以我们决定呢，就下个礼拜呢，就有四位我们的弟兄姐妹呢，就要在这个地方。来裁派他们，就是称为执事传道。
So next week, so we're gonna have four brothers and sisters to be commissioned to become
ministers. Deacons.
Okay.
等一会这些名词我要从圣经的角度做一点点解释。
So
虽然 名词不是最重要，但是迟要迟到一些。
So like these kind of position nouns, I can explain later. Yeah.
在这个过程里面呢，就是说，我觉得有一些弟兄姐妹呢，他们很棒，但是他们自己觉得我现在没有到时候，我自己觉得还需要等，没有足够的一个心里面不是太平安。
So for some brothers and sisters, even though I talked to them and then they felt like it's not the timing for them yet, and then they felt they have not fully.
所以这个过程呢，就是一个交流祷告。完了以后，印证的一个过程。
So in this process, it's like communication, prayers, and confirmation. It's a process of that.
那这个过程呢，就是说，在教会里面呢，跟世界上不一样。教会里面是由谁来做决定呢？谁哪个时候被按手被裁判，由谁来做决定呢？
So apart from the secular world, so in a church, like who makes this kind of position? I mean, decision, like to lay hands on someone or not, like who makes that kind of decision?
大家先可以把这个问题放在心里面。
You can first put this question in your heart.
但是我们先要讲一下，就是说，在圣经里面，这个这怎么做？究竟长老是什么？监督是什么？执事是什么？
So later on, we're going to read the Bible and see what Bible exactly says about being an elders or being a deacons and ministers,
overseers
in the church.
如果在天主教里面就用另外一些词，就是 bishops.
If you are Catholic, they use other words like bishops.
Bishops 就是英文的这个 overseer, 就是监督。
So it's same as overseers, like you know, someone that oversees.
还有什么主教红衣主教
and then the cardinal
cardinals yes、
yeah.
那我们这里面呢就是比较简单啊，比较简单，就是根据圣经上的这些简单的一些位置吧。
Okay, but,
名词
but we, here we just use very simple biblical like words for those.
我相信大家在座的人比较喜欢简单，是不是？
So I believe all of us likes to be, you know, simple, right? Simplify things, right?
我相信，我们今天来到这里的人都是希望教会是信仰是比较简单的。
And I believe that all of us want to come to have this simple faith as well.
那我们先看看，这个圣经里面怎么样，来做这些事情啊？长老这个概念是从哪里产生的，对吧？监督知识是从哪里产生的
？So let's first turn to the Bible and see, the concept of you know being elders in the church or minister in the church.
那我们先看看《使徒行传》14:23。
First of all, we're gonna turn to Acts.
14:23。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
那我们来看看14:23。那当时呢，保罗和巴拿巴他就到处去传福音，圣差派他们。他们到一个地方呢，传完福音，过个一两年以后，他们就到另外一个地方去再传福音。
So at that time, so Paul and Barnabas they were roaming around and then, you know tell other people about the gospel, and then they would be going from different places to places.
因为保罗呢，他是神所差派的一位使徒，也是一个传福音的执事，所以他的任务呢是到不同的地方去传福音。
So because Paul he was commissioned as a disciple, so he was supposed to go to places, right, different places to you know tell the good news to the people.
但他在一个地方传福音，有一帮信徒聚集的时候呢，一段时间呢就形成一个教会。那完了以后他怎么办呢
？So, if he was in a place, and then after that he will get a bunch of believers, and then those believers will become a church. So after that, what did he do?
他这里就说呢，二人在各教会中选立了长老，又进士祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
So here at 23 says Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church.And with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust.
把这个事情做完以后呢，二十世纪二十五节就说呢，二人经过比西底来到庞菲利亚，在别家讲了道，就下亚大利去，就是他们到不同的地方去了。
And then on the 24 and 25 says after that they are going through different places, meaning, you know, like Pisidia, and then they went to Pamphylia, and they preached to Perga, and went down to Attalia, meaning that they were going places to places.
那这个时候呢，就把教会交给了长老。
So the church, the churches are now in the hands of the elders.
那长老是一个什么概念呢？
So, what do you think the concept of being like an elder?
长老其实在圣经里面，在旧约里面也有长老这个概念。
So in the Old Testament, there are also elders too.
长老就是简单的来讲，就是长胡子的，就年纪比较大的。
Simply put, elders are people who are older. Like
那个词，不管是旧约还是新约，就是老人家，就是老的。
So,
老一辈，老前辈。
So whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, basically means like older generation.
那我们要根据当时的一个文化环境啊，历史背景呢，就是就像我们小时候一样，一个村庄上面老人家经历比较丰富，对吧？他自然就受人的尊重，他说的话呢，人也听。
So just same as other culture, like for example in our village.Older people, like, they have more experience, more wisdom. So when they say things, you know, they got like more respected. I mean, their words will be more respected.
他们的知识，他们的经验呢，都是从社会和阅历，随着年日的增长就增长。
So their experience and their wisdom grew as they, you know, grew older.
那时候没有大学。也没有什么计算机，什么 internet， 那知识都是从实际的生活里面每一天这样来积累的。
So back in the day, there are no university, no computers. So all the knowledge, all the wisdom they have accumulated are from like practical daily life.
那今天呢，我们有很多的这种天才啊，就是十几岁就大学毕业了，对不对？那个时候不可能。
So even though nowadays we have like prodigies.People who can graduate from university at a very young age, but back then wasn't like that.
我记得我在读研究生的时候，我有一个老师，他给我通岁。
Okay.
在中国科技大学，他给我通岁。
So I remember when I was in my
master's degree.
Master's degrees. So my teacher actually was the same age as mine. So
他是中国当时很有名的，就是第一代。这个少年帮的大学生叫宁波，可能好多人都听说过他的名字叫宁波。
So his name is Ningbo. He was the like the very first generation of young professors.
Young student.
young prodigy class.
他应该是十二岁上的大学，对吧？十二岁。
十三岁。
我们这里有一位这个天才，他是科技大学的高材生，真正的。科技大学的高层。
如果你说宁波是你老师，那我也老师。宁波是我师兄。
对呀、啊，宁波是他师兄，但是我的老师。
So we have another prodigy here. So that professor he mentioned, Ningbo was his classmate.
Yeah. 所以就是说，他十二岁就上了大学，对不对
？So he went. That person went to university at age of 12.
我上大学比较早，我是十五岁上大学。
So I went to university at age of 15.
所以呢，他在到时候毕业怎么样就留校？我在读研究生的时候，他是我的老师。
So after he graduated, he stayed in the university, became the teacher, and then I stayed. And then I was doing my master at that time, and he was my teacher.
Yeah. 我就意思是什么呢？就是说，这个是在好多人啊，他的知识啊，他的阅历啊，因为有很多的方法，他可能年轻的时候，就看起来比老人家很厉害。
So what I'm trying to say is that like nowadays, like we have all this technology that help us. Like even though you may be very young at your age, and then you can be, it looks like you have more.Knowledge in comparison to older generation.
我就保罗的时代啊，包括我们小时候以前都是不可能的。就是说， 是一个随着年龄的增长，你的阅历就增长。
But back in the time, in the olden times, so like in past time or my time, like that's not possible because all our knowledge and wisdom grow as we grow.
事实上，即使是现在，真正在人的生命里面，这个力度，这个生命里面的历练，或他的智慧呢，还是跟年纪很有关系的。
But even till this day, you know the.Elasticity in your life or the power in your life is all about, you know, the experience or the time you have accumulated from the past.
你可能有好多的博士学位，很年轻，但是呢，真正那个生命里面的历练，那决定了一个人的灵魂的深处，他能不能成为一个长者。
Even though you may have like PhDs at very young age, but what determines you to be like.A true elders is the power inside of you that have been accumulated by time by yeah.
所以这个长老呢，这个年纪啊，属灵的年纪是非常重要的。属灵的年纪跟我们这个 physical 这个属肉体的年纪也是相关的。
So the spiritual age is very important. So it's same as our physical age, and it's closely related.
对，那在这个圣经里面呢，这些长老更重要的是他属灵的年纪。
So the elders in the Bible, like more importantly, is their spiritual age.
我认识一个国内一个传道人，16岁就去做教会的长老。
Okay, so I know this person in China. So when he was 16, he became the elder of a church in China.
那后来知道他为主做过好多次牢。
And later on, I realized that he has actually went to the jail many times because of the Lord.
前一段时间，其实去年我们见到他是在温哥华，就是因为国内有一些情况，各方面有一些逼迫，他就来到北美。
So last time we met him in North America because of some of the persecution in China, so he came to North America last year.
那好多人呢，希望他留在北美。
So a lot of people wanted him to stay in North America.
那同时，当时出来的一些牧者，特别是一些，他们比较，怎么讲，就是说，比较有名气的一些牧者，就出来也待在北美。
And then at that time, there are also other, you know, famous pastors also came to North America as well.
但是后来他有一次祷告会，他说神感动，他说我要回去。
But during one prayer meeting, he said that he felt it is God's way of leading him back to China.
他说他回去才有平安，在这里没平安。
He said that only if I go back to China, I will then have the peace. So when I'm here, I don't have peace.
感谢主，就是最近一段时间，他也是神保守他。
And praise the Lord, and God has protected him.
他所以那时候他虽然十六岁做了这个长老，但是看起来神真的没有选错，他就是一个长老。
Even though he was chosen at age 16 as an elder of the church, but like looking back, it seems that God has not made a mistake on him.
他真的是教会的一个柱子。
He's truly a pillar in the church.
所以呢，就是保罗那时候呢，他就会祷告啊，就按说一些人需要来管理教会，就是比较稳重的，比较这个说话算数的。
So at that time, Paul will choose people to become elders of church, like those who, you know,
more mature.
Those who seems more mature.
事实上，真的有多成熟呢？他也不知道。我相信，因为什么？他建立的教会都是几年，一年两年，可能他就宣立了长老。
So indeed, like how mature are they are? Maybe even Paul didn't know himself as well, because those churches are maybe only like a year or 2 years old.
所以这个成熟也是相对的。
So like maturity would be like relative.
今天我们这个案例长老、案例执事啊，包括案例牧师啊，也不是说就很 mature。 非常 mature.
Okay, so 非常成熟,
不是这样。
So even nowadays when we lay hands on people so that we can appoint them as, you know, elders in the church or the pastors, no, we are not mature anyway. Like, it's not been like...
Relatively mature.
Yeah, it's relatively mature, but like not like very, very mature.
如果你是太成熟, 绝对成熟的话, 你可能就应该去那里了,
If you are absolutely mature, maybe it's time for you to go, right?
有一个先知说得很好, 他说人啊, 如果你看到一个人, 他从来没有犯过罪啊, 他怎么说? 神给他讲的。
So this elder used to say these things, you know, like if a person never committed a sin, like what do you think this person, you know, will be?
神告诉他说要么他就是假的要么就是假的。
So God told him either this person is fake,
要么他自己不认识自己,
or he doesn't know himself,
或者别人是不认识他,
or other people didn't actually know him.
那所以这个, 成熟是一个相对的概念。
So maturity is a concept of, you know, like it's relative to each other.
那不管成熟不成熟, 教会还是有人要负责。
So no matter this person is mature or not, someone has to be, you know, responsible for the church, right?
所以呢, 使徒保罗就到哪里, 不管你有多成熟, 先, 安理, 安理, 你要不来管理教会。
So that's why Paul, no matter where he goes, he will appoint elders in the church, you know, like regardless whether you are mature or not. Someone has to be, you know, in the church to do things, right?
那长老这个概念呢, 它是在新约旧约都比较模糊, 就是说比较成熟的人, 他可能是一个执事, 也可能是一个监督, 也可能是一个传道人。
So the concept of elders in both Old Testament and New Testament is very vague. It just refers to people that are older, and it can be a deacon or it can be an overseer in the church.
所以在这个圣经里面呢, 就是保罗他自己称自己是好多时候是他说我是一个执事, 是新约的执事, 就是一个 servant.
So a lot of time, Paul will refer himself as a servant of the Lord.
执事就是deacon, 用一个词会叫做deacon.
Or you can say deacon.
Deacon就是说, 把一个事情托付给你, 你就把它做好, 这就叫一个deacon.
Deacon means that I give you an assignment, you do it, and then that's called a deacon.
所以保罗呢, 好多时候说他就是一个执事, 主的一个执事。
So that's why he called himself a deacon.
这个使徒约翰呢, 在这个好多的书信里面呢, 他自称他是长老, 他说我是长老。
Apostle John? John, he called himself an elder.
在这个约翰一书、二书、三书里面呢, 称他自己的长老。
So the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, he refers himself as an elder.
事实上那个时候, 他年纪很大, 他在写启示录的时候应该是90多岁。
Indeed, he was pretty old. Like when he wrote the book of Revelation, he was in his 90s.
约翰也非常特别, 他从来不称自己是师徒, 他说他是长老。
He's very special. He never called himself a disciple.
Apostle.
Apostle. He always say that he is an elder.
或者是一个 disciple. 或者是我就是一个门徒。
Okay. He called himself either a disciple or an elder, not apostle.
那为什么他们这样称呼呢? 我想神给他有他的一个启示在里面。
So why they call themselves like that? I believe maybe God gave them their own revelations to each one of them.
这是我的理解, 也不一定完全对, 因为约翰呢, 耶稣非常非常的近。
This is just my understanding, might not be correct. John was very close to Jesus' heart.
他不想人高举他。
And he doesn't want people to, you know, look up on him.
Like, 他要人看到的是耶稣。
So what he wants is, you know, people to see Jesus in him.
所以他就简单地称他自己是耶稣的门徒。
So he just simply put that he is a disciple of Jesus.
那保罗呢, 在他的书信里面, 好多书信里面, 都称是, 我就是使徒。
But Paul, a lot of letters that he wrote, he said I am an apostle.
当他老的时候的书信里面呢，提摩太前后，他就是我是耶稣基督的奴仆。
And then when he was older, and then in First and Second Timothy, he called himself a slave of God.
啊，就是生中文翻译就是仆人，其实原文里面就是这个
slave，
就是奴仆。
Yeah.So in the Chinese translation is I am a servant of God, but indeed in the original text is a slave of God.
应该叫奴仆就可以。
奴仆。
Okay.
Slave.
Okay. 这个 slave 这个词现在很负面，不好。
So even though slave is like a negative.
我今天不花时间解释。那个时候就是一个社会。分工的社会里面那个角色的问题。
So we're not going to details about this word slave, but at that time, in those ages, like it's just a position that you held in the society.
那保罗为什么他年轻的书信里面都说他是强调他是使徒呢
？So why Paul emphasized that he was an apostle in his early age?
因为他传福音的时候呢。你发现好多人挑战他的权柄。
Because when he went out, a lot of people tried to challenge his authority.
特别是哥林多教会，你读哥林多前书的时候，你就知道那些人那个教会啊，就是怀疑他这个，怀疑他那个。你看，你拿教会的钱，他又觉着你拿教会的钱；你不拿，他又觉着你也不对。那就是要找他麻烦。
So especially in the church of Corinth, if you read First Corinthians, you will see that the church in Corinth likes to challenge Paul, and then like if Paul takes the money from the church, it's not right. If Paul doesn't take the money from the church.It was not right either. So.
所以那个时候呢，保罗特别的强调，我是耶稣基督亲自差派我的，是被差派的，是使徒。使徒就是被差派的，被主差派的。
So that's why Paul always emphasized that he was apostle, meaning that he was commissioned by the Lord.
那讲到这里呢，就是我们再看看圣经里面讲，就说究竟这个长老啊、执事啊、监督他们做什么？
Okay, so we're gonna read the Bible and see what exactly those deacons, overseers, and what else?
Overseers and
what exactly elders? What exactly do they do?
我们就简单的翻开提摩太前书第三章。
So we can turn to First Timothy, chapter 3.
Yeah, 第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
我们就从第一节开始读到十三节。人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕上工，这话是可信的。
Here is a trustworthy saying, whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task.
是什么？要不要开灯啊？还是没问题吗？
还有
你
看不见吗？
哦，
可以。
看见神的话，看不见我们的脸。都明白，感谢主。你有没有别人看见你？
哦，就
是。It's okay.
No, he's just asking whether we should turn on the light, but it's easier if you can see the word.
Okay, 做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导。
Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife.Temperate, self-control, respectful, hospitable, able to teach.
不饮酒滋事，不打人，不要只要温和，不增进，不贪财。
Not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money.
好好管理自己的家，使儿女方是端庄顺服。
He must be managed his own family well and sees that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢
？If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
出入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的。
He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人回谤，落在魔鬼的网络里。
He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。
In the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain.
要从清洁的良心固守正道的奥秘。
They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience.
这等人也要先受试验，若没有苛责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
They must first be tested.And then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons.
女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，方是忠心。
In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything.
执事只做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家。
A deacon must be faithful to his wife and must manage his children and his household well.
因为上座执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的正道上大有胆量。
Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
感谢主，这里讲到的这个执事啊、监督啊，我看了一下，我觉得我们教会所有人都可以做。
So after reading about, you know, the deacons and overseers, I believe like all of us can be, you know, overseers or deacons in the church.
除了这个刚入教的不能做。
Except those who are the recent converts.
所以 Jenny and Kevin, you need to wait for a while.
Jenny, 可能要等一下。
你看，我觉得我们教会的人呢，既不饮酒吃肆也不打人。第三节讲。
So verse 3 says you just, you know, not drunk, you know, not violent, you know, not quarrelsome, right?
我觉得大家都很温和。
Yeah, I see everyone is very gentle here.
至少我认为大家是。
At least I know what I think.
你在家怎么样我不知道。
So I don't know why you, how you behave in your household, but here you guys are gentle.
不增进不贪财，我要感谢主，我们教会的是真的不增进。
And not quarrelsome, not a love of money. Yeah, praise the Lord that none of you are quarrelsome.
我觉得大家都在尽量管理自己的家。
I believe all of you are trying to manage your own household.
对，做执事的呢，有必须端庄。我觉得我们的弟兄姐妹都很端庄。
And then, 端庄 sincere, 端庄是哪一个？
第八节那个。
Respect 吗？还是 sincere?
Deacons likewise are the man worthy of respect, sincere.
Sincere, okay, yeah, sincere. I seems all of you are very sincere.
不一口两舌，不好喝酒。
So worthy of respect, not indulging in much wine.
还有呢，这后面讲到什么呀？不说谗言，有节制。
And later on it says, not malicious talkers, you know, but temperate.
凡事有忠心。
Trustworthy in everything.
只做一个妇人的丈夫。
And just faithful to the wife, to his wife.
我觉得最后这一节我们都做到了，只做一个妇人的丈夫。
At least we all did that, right? We're only like.We're faithful to our spouse, right?
所以我觉得我们大部分的人都可以安利这个执事长老。
So I believe like most of you can be like elders or the deacons.
但是呢，刚才半开玩笑，但是也是真的啊，就是我感谢主，我们教会的人真的很棒。
So praise the Lord, like all of us are very good.
但是呢，为什么今天我们说下个星期只有四位来commission？只来 commission 他们呢
？Then how come there's only four gonna be commissioned next week？
那，我们下个星期呢，主要 commission 按照这个圣经的整理呢，就是执事，但是呢，也可以叫做传道。
So next week, so we will commission four deacons. So or you can say
ministers.因为这个词呢，在不同的教支派里面有些不同的用法。
Because in different congregation, no, different.
好像很少有人叫，执事，安娜执事，不这样叫，教的时候不这样叫。
So yeah, so different congregation will call different things. It's like, it's rarely like people will say, okay, Deacon Anna.
但是他们会叫，有些教会会叫长老。
However, they will call like elder in the church.
或者叫传道。
Or like a minister in church.
但是英文里面呢，他们没有传道这个词，他们都叫 pastor。
Okay, so but in English, it's no such thing as minister, but they usually call them pastors.
That's poco. 所以你这下个礼拜安文丽这四位呢，你可以叫他传道，也可以叫他牧师。
So next week the four people.
叫牧师了。
Okay, the next week the four people that are gonna be commissioned, you can call them a pastor.
对，当然你将来针对的要开拓啊，这个正式安立牧师的时候呢，我们还有一步啊，现在是一个裁派。
Okay, now it's just like a commissionary type of thing, but if you actually become
ordained.
Yeah. It's not, this next week is ordaining.
Commission.
Yeah, next week will be commissioning, not like ordaining. Like, of course, if you want to become a real pastor, you have to be ordained, right?
那比如说我现在呢，就是说人家结婚，我签字的话呢，政府就认。
So, for example, if someone's getting married, if I sign the paper, the government will recognize that.
那因为我是正式被按立。
Because I am ordained pastor.
那所以在这个说，那我们为什么说为什么一些人要安利，一些人不安利呢
？Then why do we say like some people has to be ordained or has a commission?
Commission.
Commission and some people are not commissioned.
那这就是我们刚第一个问题，就是说这些人是神选的还是人选的
？So that goes back to our previous question. So are those people be chosen by God or by man?
在某个阶段呢，神就把一些人拣定出来。
So to a certain extent, God will reveal things.
以后的日子呢，神把另外一些人会显明出。
And then in the later days, God will reveal other people to you.
那我们看看这个圣经里面来他们是怎么做的呢？我们先看看旧约，旧约翻开民数记。
So we go to the Bible. Let's turn to the Old
Testament. 民数记二十七章。
Numbers chapter 7.
我相信大家都知道摩西，对吧？旧约里面。读经的不读经的都知道摩西，当然大家应该读经。
So like even if you read the Bible or you have never read the Bible, you should all know about Moses, right?
摩西带领以色列人出埃及，但是他年老的时候呢，神说我要把你收走。
So Moses led the Israelites, you know, out of Egypt. When he was old, God said that I'm gonna take you now.
那。他一走了，他作为以色列的这个领袖呢，那就没有领袖了，那怎么办
？So if he left, then there would be no leaders among the Israelites. So what did they do?
后来大家就知道，后来是约书亚呢，就借着摩西呢，带领以色列人进入迦南地。
Of course, you knew that Joshua became the new leader of the Jews.
那我要问大家一个问题：约书亚是？民选的呢，还是摩西指派的呢，还是神选的
？So this question is to you. So who chose Joshua from the people, or because he is one of the tribes from Moses, or was he appointed by God?
多少人说他是群众选出来
？How many of you if you think that he was voted among the people?
没有一个人。感谢主，就大家对这个圣经还是有一点了解、啊。
So no one, so good. So that means you know.
但是以色列民呢，他是神的子民，是神来带领的，不是民选，
so,
民选一个领袖，不是这样。
So Jewish Israelites are being called by God. So he was chosen by God. They were chosen.
那他是不是摩西指派的呢
？So is he from the Moses tribe?
多少人说他是摩西指派的
？So how many of you say that?
就是摩西说，哎，让他去接任。多少
？So means that you know Moses said that okay, it's your turn. Then he was picked.
那多少人说他是神选出来
？So how many of you think that he was picked by God?
Most of, okay. 那神怎么选人呢
？So how?
我们就要看看神怎么选。
How did?
光掉了。
So how did God pick Joshua?
那我们来看看这段经文，这个二十七章十五节啊，十五节到二十三节。 十五节到23节。
Numbers 27, verse 15.
那神说要把摩西要拿走了，摩西就对耶和华说：“愿耶和华忘人治灵的神立一个人治理会众。”
So now God said that okay, it's time for Moses to you know go. So Moses said this to the Lord. May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community.
打开灯，打开灯。可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。
To go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without shepherd.
大家仔细注意啊，就是摩西并没有说什么，你就选择约书亚。约书亚跟随摩西好多年，啊。如果你读的时候，摩西在山上领法榜的时候，约书亚就在他的旁边，别的人都在下面，只有约书亚。
So Moses didn't say, "Okay, God, please pick Joshua," because Joshua followed Moses for a long time. Even when Moses went up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, Joshua was already there.
当时跟这个以色列人跟亚玛利亚人打仗的时候。约书亚带着军队的下面呢，摩西在山上报告。
So when they were in war with Amalekites, so Moses was on the mountain, and Joshua was down in the valley in the battle.
那后来在这个建立会幕以后呢，如果摩西不在的时候呢，约书亚就在看着会幕。
So after the tabernacle was built, so if Moses was absent, Joshua would be there to you know.Look after things.
那看起来就是去说约书亚是摩西当之无愧的一个接班人。
So it seems like it's very natural, like if this position will be passed to Joshua.
也就是当之无愧的，就是说他是下一个领袖。
And he was indeed, actually, I mean, he was.
好像应该是。
It seems like he's supposed to be the next.Leader.
我要问大家一个问题，为什么十六世纪前摩西没有说主啊你要把我借走你就立约书亚、
so、how come
带领就可以了。
So how come in verse 16 and 17 how come Moses didn't ask God, okay, Lord, since I'm leaving, so can you just like appoint Joshua? How come Moses didn't say that?
关一下，我问大家可以随便回答按你的理解，为什么摩西没有说，明明就是约书亚跟着摩西这么多年，应该是当之无愧。为什么摩西没有说，就说你就选约书亚？他说，万灵之神的人，但是你需要选一个人，立一个人呀。他这是真的这样讲。
So this question is for you. How come Moses didn't say, "Okay, God, please appoint Joshua"? Instead, he said, "God, please appoint a man over this community."
哎，大家可以回答一下，
so、what do you
动动脑筋。没有对错啊，我们一起学习。
Right or wrong, so please brainstorm.
Selim, 我看在思考。讲。
So the question was, how come Joshua? Joshua.
So how come Moses didn't directly say to God?Let Joshua be the next leader. Lord, anoint him.
And he said, okay, God, please appoint a man over this community.
But he just said, God, please appoint a man so that the Israelites will not be like a flock without shepherd. This question's answer is very important.
So the answer to this question is very important.
好，大家看到有很多的思考。那不管摩西是怎么一个领袖，就是说他在神的面前，要知道属灵的领袖都要非常谦卑，谦卑在神的面前，让神来做主，不是自己来做主。
So, no matter what kind of leader that Moses was, as a leader of a tribe, as a leader, you have to be very humble. You have to let God to be God.
所以呢？但是呢也很奇妙啊，或者说很自然，神就说什么，十八节说耶和华对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的， 你将他领来，按手在他头上，使他站在祭司伊利亚撒和全会众面前，祝福他。
But very miraculously and yet very naturally, so Lord said, take Joshua son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and entire assembly, and commission him in their presence.
那所以就这里就讲到呢，要在众人的面前呢为他按手，而且把你的尊荣给他继奉。或者那个尊荣就是把你的权柄给他接奉。
And then he says you have to lay your hand on him and then also give him some of your authority.
他要站在祭司伊利亚撒面前，伊利亚撒要凭着乌灵和土明的五灵的碰动，在耶和华面前求问，为他求问，他和以色列全会众都要遵伊利亚撒的命出入。
And 21, he is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decision for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in.
那简单的来讲呢，就是神给摩西讲呢，约书亚是心里有圣。
Basically, it says that God told Moses that Joshua has the spirit of the Lord in him.
这个必须要神来启示出来。
So this has to be revealed by God.
神知道人哪个人圣灵心里有没有圣灵。
So God knows exactly who has a Holy Spirit or not.
所以呢，就但是呢，从这个例子来看的时候，这也是很自然，因为呢，神一直在培养他。
But if you look back from the history, it seems like a very natural thing because Joshua was always following Moses.
那这就是神拣选一个人的方法，在教会里面的你叫做领袖也罢，服侍的同工也罢，这是神拣选人的方法，应该是这样。
So that's the way how a person was chosen, like naturally in the church. Like that's how it's supposed to be done.
但是好多人心里可能放嘀咕，我们在这教会看的都是人呢、啊，哪有看到神呢、啊、
？And some people might question, like always see here are people, like how do we see God?
感谢主，其实我们教会呢一直运作在圣灵的带领里面。
Praise the Lord, our church has always been working under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
特别我们星期三的祷告会呢，鼓励大家来参加。
And also encourage to come on the Wednesday prayer meeting.
那平时的祷告会呢，大家只要你心里相信，也会圣灵会来带领大家。
So as long as you believe God, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you.
所以圣灵就是神的灵会来讲话。
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Spirit will speak.
在新约里面是也有类似的例子。我们看看，这个《使徒行传》第十三章。
In the New Testament, there are also similar examples. Let's turn to Acts.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教士，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼介的西缅、古利奈人路求与分封之王希律同养的马年并扫罗，他们侍奉主进士祷告的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进士祷告按手在他们的头上，就打发他们去了。
So verse 1-3, now in the church of the Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, called a Niger, Lucius of the Syrian man, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetra and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called him. So after they have fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
这里看到呢，就是说有什么有，教师对不对？保罗是一个使徒，还有呢，先知非常重要。
So here we see like teachers, the prophets, and then also Paul the apostle.
教师也非常重要，因为必须要有圣经的这个根据，对吧？圣经的根据非常重要。
So teachers are very important as well because we need to have the Bible as the foundation.
因为圣经上讲呢，凡事要来查验。
Because the Bible says we need to test everything.
长话短说呢，就是圣灵，保罗这个时候和巴拿巴是神圣灵才派的，不是人才派的。
So to make it sure, so at this time, Paul and Barnabas were being commissioned by God, not by man.
所以第二节讲得很清楚，他说，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗。
So the verse 2, he says, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas, Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called.
大家清楚，新约旧约呢，都是神在裁派，不是人在裁。
So you have to know from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it has always been...They are always been called by God, not by man.
那至于说，可能教会历史上好多时候有好多人的作为，但是圣经上讲呢
？So even in the history of, you know, our faith church, like there are many work of man. But
但是圣经上讲的很清楚，不是天父所在的都要连根拔除。
But in the Bible, it clearly says if it's not been planted by God, everything will be uprooted.
不是今天被拔出来，就是明天被拔出来。
Either you be uprooted today or later day.
最糟糕的是在永恒里面，神说这不算数，那就麻烦了。
So worst of all is that you know God says is everything you did is in vain, like in the heaven.
虽然人看起来可能很红火。
Even though in man's eyes seems like you know you're doing well.
因为我们所做的一切必须是神看着你是。也是忠心善良的仆人。
Because we want to be called, you know, like God wants to see us as a faithful servant.
那我们这次这个下个礼拜的案例呢，有一系列的圣灵的印证，好多人看到异象啊，包括我一开始也没有这个概念，是不是要宣？但是呢，我们觉得是有点长话短说，就有一系列异象啊，这些印证都有，啊，弟兄姐妹都有领受。
So the next week's commissioning, we have a confirmation. A lot of people saw visions.
那也像约书亚一样，这个四位弟兄姐妹呢，他们在过去的服事里面，就像约书亚一样，一阵神操亮了他们。
And then those four brothers and sisters, they just like Joshua, God has already trained them. Yeah.
所以当他们背案例的时候，也是很自然。
So that's why it's very natural for them to be, you know, lay hands on.
但他其实我们中间很多人都在服侍啊，那你还有一个问题，我相信大家没有太多的疑问，就是为什么像安娜这样忠心的没有被，我还没讲，安娜呢这次不被裁判。
So you might question how come people like Anna not being commissioned? Because I'm not old yet.
我们才派的呢是 Michelle 姐妹在这里啊 ，Michelle， 还有这个保罗和 Duncan 呢，他们今天在别的地方服侍，他们跟我单独有一些交流。他说你今天要讲什么，我单独跟他们坐下来一些交流。下个礼拜会来保罗和 Duncan。
So the people who are gonna be commissioned will be Michelle, Paul, and Duncan. Like,
还有我们的阿文弟兄。
And then also Alvin.
阿文大家都认识。
So you know Alvin, right?
对，那谁为什么安娜没有被安利呢
？Why Alvin? Oh, sorry. Why Anna is not being commissioned?
看他这样喜乐的来接受这样一个，就是说很快就要被安利了。就是这个呢是神一步一步带领，因为神知道每一个人的状况。
Because God knows each one of us.
简单的来说，其实我们中间其实好多人都在服侍，但是为什么好多人没有显明这个时候显明呢
？So even though a lot of people are serving the Lord, how come for some people it may not be revealed by God yet?
简单的来讲呢，神知道每一个人的一个状况。
So simply put, God knows each one of us.
神好多时候是要保护我们。
So God wants to protect us.
怎么讲呢？ 当我们一进入一个位置的时候呢，我们属灵征战的程度也就提升了。
So once we enter into a different position, so you will have more spiritual warfare.
就像你在战争里面，你如果军衔一高的时候呢，那敌人的那个枪对着你的就比较多了，
so、
就这样简单的。
Just like in an army, that if you hold a higher position, so the enemy will, you know, like likely to aim at you.
More.
More. Okay.
而且他们会派很多的狙击手。
So they will send a lot of snipers at you.
像那个狙击手，他会去狙击 Trump， 他不会狙击 Vance。
So for example, you know, the sniper will aim at Trump, not like Vance, right?
所以呢，大概就简单的讲一讲，神这个时候呢是要保护一些人。
So simply put, at this time, God wants to protect some of us.
感谢主，我们教会里面这一方面真的非常好，没有什么纷争啊、妒忌啊这一方面没有。
So praise the Lord that we have our church is pretty good in this way. Like there's no like rivalry or like quarrelsome things that in our church.
那还有一点呢，我要跟大家讲，当他们被裁派的时候，以后他们软弱，不想干了怎么办？
所
以干的不好怎么办？
So one more question: if they've been commissioned, and how what happens if they become, you know, like weak, or you know that they have, you know, problematic things that arise, like what do you think that they're gonna do?
感谢主，我们教会，我再次的说，神在我们教会做的很好的，我们教会就是一个属灵的家。
So again, our church is our family, is our spiritual family.
但你的家人如果软弱，今天不想干了，你怎么啊？你是不是要来批判他，开个批斗会
？So if one of your family member is weak and then doesn't want to do it today, like what do you do? Like do you have a meeting to point fingers at this person? Like what do you do?
所以呢，就是在我们教会这个属灵的家里面，当一个人软弱，我们都要来呵护他，都要来呵护他。
So in our spiritual family, if someone is weak, all of us will come and you know like protect or cover.
而且就是说，我们来一起来做你现在不能做的，我们一起来承担。
So to tell this person, okay, now you cannot do it. Let us, you know, help your burdens.
大家阿门不阿门？
阿门。
We say amen to that.
那再说一点大家不想听的，如果这个人跌倒怎么办？
Okay.
跌倒就是说这个犯罪了怎么办
？So what happens if this person like falls, like meaning that if he commits a sin?
那我相信我也在祷告，我们都不要走到那一步。
So we pray that we don't go to that extent.
但是呢，圣经里面讲我们仍然是软弱。
But Bible says we are all weak, right?
我太太说，常常说，哎呀，我的先生绝对怎么样怎么样，我的先生绝对对我忠心。我说你不要讲，别为我祷告。
Sometimes my wife will say, "Okay, I totally 100% believe my husband. He's faithful to me." And then I will say to her, "Okay, don't say things like that. I'm weak."
我说你要为我祷告，靠着神的恩典。
Pray for me. It's all by God's grace.
所以呢，我们还是神的做法。神的做法就是，我们还是要来爱他。
So we will still do God's way. God's way is to love.
彼得记得没有？在这个耶稣钉十字架之前呢，他三次父认主，对不对
？So Peter remember before Jesus was crucified, he denied Jesus for three times, right?
那耶稣复活以后有没有找他麻烦？
So after Jesus was resurrected, was he been, you know, like mad at him?
有没有说你太差了？你不要做使徒。
Did he say, "Oh, you're not worthy to be a disciple"?
你从今天开始只配扫厕所。
From today on, you are only worthy of, you know, cleaning the bathroom.
不能讲道。
You cannot preach.
大家记得没有？在《使徒行传》，圣灵降下来第一篇道是谁讲的？
Remember when in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came down, the first sermon, who preached the first sermon? That was Peter.
但是有个场景呢很特别。当彼得讲道的时候呢，圣经上讲，十二个使徒跟他一起站着。
Okay. So the Bible says when Peter was speaking, all 12 disciples stood with him.
这是一个非常特别的一个场景。
So it's a very special phenomenon. A very
这就是神的教会。
So that is a church of God.
当我们做的合神心意，按照神的方法去做的时候呢，神的荣耀必然见你。
So when we do things according to the Lord, God's glory will come down.
神必然要来祝福我们教会里面的每一个人。
God is coming, will be here to bless each one of us.
神也要会用我们的教会，大大的用我们的教会。
And God is also going to use our church mightily.
过去先知好多次向我们的教会发预言，说是神迹其实要，这个是 remarkable， 就是远近闻名，我是相信的。
And so the prophets prophesied to our church that you know the miracles in our church will be remarkable, and then I always believed in that.
因为神在寻找。
Because God is seeking.
他可以委托的教会，委托的人。
God is seeking for a church that He can accounted to, like He can be commissioned.
神要祝福他的每一个儿女，但是我们愿意不愿意来承接，愿意不愿意，就是来准备好。
So God is willing to bless each one of His children. Like, are you ready for the blessing?
那我讲到这里呢，我希望那个Pastor Cal 牧师呢来补充一些。
So I would like to invite Pastor Cal to add to my message.
因为他真的是一个长老。
Because he is the elder of the church.
Pascal, I don't say how old you are.
You can.
Oh, you can. 87 years old.
牧师是87岁。
在非洲啊，乌克兰啊，传道一辈子。
So he has been, you know, working with South Africa and Africa and Ukraine for many years.
开拓了很多很多的教会。
And he was a church founder. I mean, like he founded a lot of church.
训练的领袖呢是数以千计。
And he has trained thousands of ministers.
光在非洲打的井可能比我们这的人数都多。
So the wells that they dug in Africa maybe is more than, you know, our congregation.
所以呢，就是他最有资格来讲这个长老啊这些，因为他已经在这教会里面牧养过很多年。
So he can, you know, he has the authority to preach about this topic because he has been, you know.Upbringing a lot of the ministers in the past.
所以我觉得要让他来做一些补充或者修正。
So I'll ask him to add and then maybe make some correction if necessary.
So Pascal, if you can correct me anything I said wrong.
No, not at all.
Okay, 谢谢。
Thank you. Thank you. It's a privilege for me to be able to be here with you this morning. That is for certain.And a privilege to be able to be part of ministry together with Pastor Bing.
这是一个荣幸，我能够来到这里教会里面参加你们的敬拜。另外，也是一个荣幸能够跟王斌牧师一起来同工。
I've had the privilege of being in Africa and in Ukraine, as you had mentioned, but it is just the same as a privilege to be here.Among you with as Chinese people, and it's not any different than being in Africa or in Ukraine. It's nice to be here.
我虽然在这个非洲乌克兰有很多地方，但是我来到这里是没有区别的。对我来说，在中国人中间没有区别。
And the message that we are going to be sharing in those countries is the same message we share right here.
在那些国家，我宣讲的信息跟这里宣讲的信息是一模一样的。
Because we have the same God who sent His same Son Jesus Christ into the world.
因为我们有同一位上帝，差派了同一个儿子来到这个世界上。
And no matter where you are, the only thing that we can share when I'm in Africa or in Ukraine is Jesus Christ, what he'll do for us.
不管在哪里创建这样的复兴，我都创建一个信息，就是看耶稣基督为我们做什么样的事。
And what a privilege we have, not only to share in those countries, but we can share with those that are around us where you work.
那这我非常的荣幸，不仅仅在那些国家可以来宣讲耶稣，而且能够在这里，就在我的身边，来给大家一起分享。
It doesn't matter where people are. They have problems. And Jesus Christ is the one who can solve those problems.
不管人在哪里，他的生活里面都有问题，唯有耶稣基督能够来解决他们的问题。
And he is the one who can give us hope for all eternity.
他就给我们唯一的盼望是那永恒的盼望。
Nothing in this world can give us something for all eternity.
没有什么东西在这个世界上可以给我们这样一个一个东西，就是真正在永恒里面是值得保留的。
And that's the joy and the privilege that we have as we gather together in fellowship and worship the same Jesus Christ here.
所以我们非常有荣幸，不管在哪里，我们一起能够来敬拜我们的神，来仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
I understand that we are going to be commissioning some people next week.
我也知道就下个礼拜呢，我们要来差派一些弟兄姐妹。
And no matter who they are, they will go forth out into the world with the greatest message in the whole world, Jesus Christ.
不管他们是谁，他们要进入这个世界，就是带着这一个同样的福音的信息，就是耶稣基督。
And he offers the same to you and to me as he does to them.
那他给你和给我的恩典呢，就是跟给他们的恩典是一样的。
There are times when I think in my own life, if I didn't have Jesus Christ with me to guide me, direct me, or lead me, I don't know what I would do.
我常常想，在我的一生里面，如果没有耶稣基督在带领我，在帮助我。我不知道我能做什么。
And I can say to you encouragingly today, he will do the same for you.
所以今天呢，要鼓励大家，他会同样坐在你的身上。
May God bless you as you gather here each Sunday to grow stronger in that faith in Jesus.
那真的就愿主来祝福我们每一个星期来聚在这里，每一个星期主加给我们信心。Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. 好，因着时间的关系呢，我们就来做一个祷告。
Because of time, we're going to end with a prayer.
我们牧师的信息很清楚，就是我们就唯有一个信息，就是耶稣基督。
So our pastor's message is very clear. So we only have.One that is Jesus Christ.
不管是谁，不管是非洲人、乌克兰人
，No matter we are African or Ukrainian，
还是在座的中国人
，Or here Chinese，
在座的加拿大人
，Or Canadians here。
不管是下个礼拜被裁派的
，No matter those who are commissioned next week，
还是你还是我
，Or you or me，
我们都带着同样一个信息
，We just have的 same、
Amen.
message。
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you. We want to.
主啊，谢谢你在我们教会做的奇妙的工作。
Thank you that you have worked wonderful things in our.
主啊，你真的在把我们的教会做成一个属灵的家。
You will make us into a spiritual family.
主啊，有你父神的同在。
So we have your Father's presence here with us.
主啊，我们也拥抱你一切的真理。
And we embrace all the truth.That's from you.
主啊，是的，主，你在圣经里面让保罗案例这些长老之事。
So in the Bible that you ask Paul to you know lay hands on these deacons, these elders.
我们知道那是必要的。
And we know those are necessary.
我们今天同样也做。
So today we are going to do the same.
主啊，愿你祝福下个礼拜我们这一个按手礼。
May you bless our next week's commissioning.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你的同在。
Thank you, Lord, for your presence.
主啊，教会也是一个军队。
Our church is also an army.
主啊，是的，主，你会用你大能的手
来
恩膏我们。
You will anoint us.
也会赐给我们各样的武器。
And you're also going to give us all kind of weapons
so
that we can fight the good fight in the end days.
主啊，教会也是基督的身体。
Our church is also your body.
每一个肢体，眼睛、鼻子、手，我们都联络的合适。
And all of our limbs, our eyes, are, you know, like, all the parts of different body will link together for your good.
是要成就你的心意。
And to accomplish your will.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We want to thank you.
愿你来预备，下个礼拜主啊这四位，同工的心。
May you prepare the hearts of the these four, people.
也预备我们每一位弟兄姐妹的心。
And also prepare all of our hearts as well.
让我们一起来欢喜快乐的来拥有。
So that we can, you know, joyfully embrace and have, like, embrace them together.
我们一起来差派。
And then we will commission them together.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.